How to Speak Australian, Lesson 1. G'day, mate. Off to the pub to blow the froth off a couple of cold ones. I'm off to the bar to have some drinks. Foster's, Australian for beer.
G'day. Now, if you're planning a trip down under, there's a couple of things you're going to want to know first. If you're out swimming in the surf and a shark takes a nibble on your leg, go for the eyes. They hate that. Now, if a croc goes for you, just run. To the left. They don't turn that well. Whether you're a professional sommelier or a budding gourmand, vacations built around the culinary arts are a perfect way to immerse yourself in a country or region. After all, you can learn as much about the history and ethos of a people from the methods and ingredients used in their cooking as you will from anything found in a book. It's Ireland. The sun is beaming down, the neighbours are out of town, and the kids are off playing. You look out lovingly at the barbecue you bought from Barbecues Galore and think, it's gonna be a good day. Drop into the Outback Bar for drinks, live music, and plenty of barbecue food all this summer from 5 p.m. daily. The Outback Bar, making summer what it should be. So you've heard of Bondi Beach, the Harbour Bridge, and the Opera House. But did you know there are actually over 50 surf beaches in Sydney? With at least 250 days of sunshine each year, that's a lot of sand between your toes. Book your holiday down under today with Austravel. Packages start from just €1,199. Far to the south lies a land of dazzling snowfields, crystalline glaciers, and dramatically carved ice mountains, soaring above an untamed frozen wilderness. Need your dose of Australia? Neighbours, 5 p.m. weeknights on RT2.